Tiger Woods will be the focus of much attention this week at the Masters tournament as he continues his comeback from knee surgery. Golf enthusiasts are probably not aware that there is another Woods in the wings. Her name is Cheyenne Woods, a freshman on the highly ranked Wake Forest University women's golf team. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge reports.
When you see Cheyenne Woods swing a golf club, it's easy to tell she's been doing this a long time.
Nice birdie.
Golf fans enjoyed watching Woods perform at the Lady Tar Heel Invitational in Chapel Hill. Wake Forest won that tournament. Woods, who bears a strong resemblance to her uncle Tiger Woods, drew crowds while playing at Xavier College Preparatory High School in Phoenix, where she was a state champion. But when it was time for college, instead of staying on the West Coast to play for a powerhouse program, Woods decided on Wake Forest, a small liberal arts school in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And she's doing well. Golf Week ranks her at number 100, an impressive achievement considering there are close to 2,000 female college golfers. Nanette Hill is a senior at Wake Forest. She says her teammates didn't know what to expect.
We all knew she was Tiger Woods' niece, and so we were all, like, nervous, you know. We were like, oh, she's probably going to be stuck up or she's going to be this way. But she's, like, part of the family now, and she's great. So we've had so much fun with her.
I try and set myself aside from the Tiger Woods name and just make a name for myself. So I guess that's my goal now.
Well, you got to cut the Woods part off. You have to say Cheyenne.
But it doesn't hurt being a Woods. You see, her grandpa, that's what she calls him, the late Earl Woods Sr., started teaching his granddaughter to play golf before she was in kindergarten. Woods played in her first tournament at age 8.
Well, I think I first started and, like, continued to play golf because right around the time I started, Tiger had, like, just turned pro and, like, won the Masters and all that. Seeing him on TV really, like, made me want to keep going out and playing and trying to be like him.
Good. That looks good. Boy, it's a good turn.
Yeah.
Really good. Getting
the Wake Forest golf team smacks balls from a garage-like shelter out onto the practice range this chilly day. Diane Daly is the women's golf coach. She has tried to keep Woods focused since her arrival, protecting her from too much media and people who may be a little too fascinated with her lineage. Daly says Woods' talent has been a great addition to the team.
She's one of the most coachable kids I've ever had, and she picks things up very quickly so that if you are teaching her something, you only have to tell her once or twice, and then she gets it and goes with it.
Once Cheyenne Woods graduates from Wake Forest, she wants to play professionally. But her famous uncle has left her a big swing to live up to. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.